Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
An emotionally disturbed man caused a scare at the Empire State Building after pulling a sword out of a cane on the observation deck. More from WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.
The 35-year-old, described by police as emotionally disturbed, was taken out of the Empire State Building in a wheelchair Friday afternoon.
We just saw a guy that had what looked like a sword pointing to his heart. And that said, he was just talking to the officials that were up there. They just told him, get down.
That witness speaking to CBS2, he was threatening to harm himself, but in the end, there were no injuries. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. No charges have been filed. At the Empire State Building, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
A former New Jersey middle school principal avoids jail time for trying to solicit sex from a 16-year-old boy. 53-year-old Paul Iantosca was sentenced to 2 years probation yesterday. The Randolph man had pleaded guilty to one count of child abuse after prosecutors dropped attempted luring and attempted sexual assault charges. Prosecutors say Iantosca sent the boy sexual messages on social media. He was arrested in July after he arranged to meet the former student in a parking lot. Iantosca was the principal at Valley View Middle School in Denville. He retired after entering his guilty plea. The Justice Department has agreed to give up one name of a person believed to have been involved with the 9/11 hijackers as victims' families pursue a years-long lawsuit against Saudi Arabia. WCBS's Peter Haskell has the story.
It's a week that's mixed grief with frustration. Brett Eagleson's dad, Bruce, was killed in Tower 2, and he wants justice.
We deserve the truth. We deserve transparency. The American public deserves the truth and transparency.
The Department of Justice has released one name, but many others are still secret.
The Saudis have always said, we agree, there were 15 of the 19 hijackers, but they weren't acting within the scope of the Saudi government. And we've always said, yes, they were. These names that we have, they're senior-level people. So it shows the chain of command which led to the events of these hijackers having the support that they needed to pull off 9/11.
Eagleson believes claims of state secrets are bogus. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Nassau County is returning money to residents who were overcharged on their tax bills for sewer services. WCBS's Sophia Hall with that story.
It's not a topic anyone really wants to think about, sewers. But the problem, says Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, six villages were overcharged for sewer disposal.
We've heard this before. This is yet another gross misstep from the Mangano administration that I have inherited. I am committed to continuing to fix the broken systems and do what is right for the residents of Nassau County.
The six villages are Rockville Center, Garden City, Freeport, Hempstead, Mineola, and Roslyn. And the average resident will get a total of $250 back, deducted from their tax bills over a five-year period. The problem began in 2016. The former county executive Ed Mangano is set to be sentenced next month after being convicted of corruption. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
Dozens of DWI arrests on Long Island may be thrown out due to questionable arrests by a veteran police officer. The attorney for Roslyn Heights restaurant manager James Crowless says there was video that exposed Officer Michael Palazzo. Crowless had his felony drunken driving charge dismissed. His was one of 50 cases judges agreed to reduce or dismiss. Now, a check of our forecast, meteorologist Mike Glissini. It doesn't look too bad out this morning.
All in all, Tanya, it's going to be a nice day today. We will have a mix of clouds and sunshine around the tri-state area throughout the day today. It will become more humid this afternoon. We'll have a high of 74 degrees, but we'll have to keep an eye on the sky. We are looking at some showers moving into our area, especially in the late afternoon, and especially north and west of the city. Most of the day and most of the area will be dry. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm, and humid. Can't rule out a shower or two in the area and a low of 67 degrees overnight. A shower is possible tomorrow morning, especially south and east of the city. Otherwise, turning out partly sunny and less humid on Sunday, high 82 degrees. A warm day on Monday with a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 81. A shower is possible in the afternoon or evening. Tuesday, turning out mostly sunny and cooler, high 74. A nice day on Wednesday with sunshine and a high of 73.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.